This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:37. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. I'm pretty excited to get to today on Twitter, where it's actually all about office cultures that have simply got to go. And this all began from a tweet by Jet Ikwan, who posed the question, Budaya office kau rasa patut ditukar, tak kiralah kerajaan atau swasta, go. And translated, that of course means office cultures that you think should be changed, regardless if it's government or private, go. And the answers are so very interesting. Just to say that we've translated most of them, if you would like a better feel, I think, for the original tone of these messages, it's worth checking out the tweet. But I don't know. I thought that we've well moved past from things like microwaving fish, for example, which I thought was something that would come up. It's no longer that petty. Actually, there are a lot of things in here that are pretty nuanced. So, for example, we have this from Hazira Katrada, who says, when you're in a multiracial office, speak in Malay or English. Don't speak in other languages you know your colleagues will not understand. For me, that needs to change and go. Meanwhile, we have Farah, who says, be transparent with your staff. Everyone has a right to know if there is an issue and the company's plan during the pandemic. The staff will understand and we can be ready if anything happens. We also have this from Robotis, which is a personal favorite of mine, saying eating in groups should be optional. Eating alone is fun and refreshing. More on that later. Meanwhile, we have Mohamed Ismail, who says, get rid of WhatsApp office group chats. I prefer email. It's more official and there are no distractions outside of working hours. And then, like I said, it's a sheer variety of things, right? Because so far we have communication, we have eating, we have, you know, whether or not you are telling people enough about their workplace, language. But now we have this, which really gets at some generational stuff. So Jun says, the idea that the young should respect the elderly. If you're bullied, you're expected to keep doing your work without being able to discuss it. They've been working for 20 years while you've only worked for 2 months. You don't know anything. So you should just do whatever you've been told to do. This needs to be stopped. And we also have this from Nina, who says, when I leave work on time, there are colleagues who judge or who stare at me. Their face is unhappy. You know what? The company pays for a certain amount of hours and they don't pay for overtime. I don't like to work for free. It's your problem if you want to stay way past office hours. I don't care. So, selection of things that I find really, really interesting and also that I would imagine a lot of people can relate to, because looking at this and thinking back to the offices that I've occupied, there are a number of things that really resonate, some more than others. So I think, for example, with WhatsApp, I would say everybody needs to get better WhatsApp work ethics in general, you know, maybe not WhatsApping people outside of office hours, being mindful of things like that, not haranguing people over text. But in some cases, especially if you are working in a very speedy work environment, I don't necessarily think email is the best. Eating came up a lot, and mostly by people who wanted to be left alone at lunchtime, which is the tweet that we're seeing here. Because I think that there is definitely a big push, right, in general, when you join an organization to figure out your lunch group or see where things are going to shake out. And the pandemic has somewhat changed that. Now it's just a lot safer anyway to eat by yourself. And it's also freed up all the solo eaters of the world, of which I count myself, you know, one. I do kind of find it quite pleasant to eat by myself and also have the option if I want to eat with others. But in general, the come on, what are you doing? Don't just sit there. I would like to see that go. I agree with that. That thing about young respecting the elderly, I imagine that that one might rankle in some cases, because of course that is a thing that has been put in place for a long time. And in some situations, especially if you are just learning the ropes, I can see why some people might hold that line of, you know what, I've been here for a long time, I know how things are. The flip side of that, of course, is also true, which is that you've been here a long time, and therefore if you're not thinking about, well, new and interesting ways in which to do things, you're never going to get there, right? If you tell people to only absolutely follow the things that you have been doing this entire time. And I think the mindset of being more senior in a company, meaning that you are always absolutely correct, can also lead to a pretty toxic workplace. But yeah, so many different things coming up. And I really love to hear from you. What behaviors in your office would you like to see go. Share your gripes with us. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:46. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're back now to take a look at the messages that we've been receiving on today on Twitter. We talked about office cultures and behaviours that have simply got to go. This was started off by a tweet from Jat Ikwan, and it's a big thread. And the responses were very varied, whether it is about the types of language that's being spoken, whether it's transparency to staff, eating together, eating alone, all these different things. And we have this from Stephen, who says, I understand that having a healthy personal connection with colleagues is important, but I find people who care too much being very intimidating. For example, checking out what I'm doing on my screen, asking what I do when I take leave, peeking into my phone, asking me what I'm buying on Shopee. Geez, I need my privacy. Another one, less communism. I don't necessarily have to share my snacks or cookies with my colleagues. When I order food on Grab or Foodpanda, I don't have to ask around and see if anyone wants to tumpang. I definitely love humans interacting in the office over working from home alone, but I just want to have my own space. Haha. Stephen, I hear you on so many of those points. I think that the checking out what I'm doing on my screen thing is a particularly problematic one in an office where everybody's on their screen all the time. And the lines are very blurry between when you're working and when you might have just swapped a tab over just to see what's going on or just to check on something. And then you suddenly have someone there going, oh, what's that? The tumpang thing, I feel differently. I think it's okay to ask around. I do see what you're saying, though, because that can add a good 20 minutes, right? Sometimes to your order, like you're ready to order at 12:30. And by the time everybody has collectively given you their orders, it's the price we pay for community, I suppose. We also have this from Salman, who simply says, smoking. Curious to know what you mean by that, Salman, and specifically what it is that bothers you about in the workplace. So let us know. We also have this from Violet, who says, dating in the office, ha ha ha, please no PDA, especially in the workplace, especially in front of co-workers. It genuinely makes me uncomfortable. We're working here. This is why offices tend to have very, very clear boundaries and very, very clear boundaries documented clearly, I think, when it comes to dating in the workplace and PDA. So Violet, I'm sure you're not alone on that. Costa, meanwhile, says, the mentality that working late means you're a hardworking person needs to stop. Most companies in Malaysia measure your work ethics by the hours spent at the office. And I think that that is definitely true, even if it isn't explicit, right? Even if it doesn't eat into or affect your actual salary or things like that. It does end up, I think, affecting people's perceptions of you, especially if you're newer to a company and you leave on time. There are also those remarks like, oh, taking half day? Are you on leave today? And I think those are all unhelpful in the sense that shouldn't we start thinking about our output, right? Shouldn't we start thinking about, did I do the work that I needed to do today? Is it done? Is it done well? Then fine, I'm going to go. And that was what we saw earlier in the tweet as well in response to the initial question. So yes, agreed on all fronts. Again, we're talking today about behaviours or workplace cultures in your office that you would like to see change, that you would like to see gone. This began from a tweet that basically asked that very question. And if you'd like to share your thoughts, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.